slow down, we can't go fast. My kid's in third grade, he's missed his classes. Why can't we cross the GWB? Ask Chris Christie.
That's a song parody done by Richie Phillips, who does the morning show at WGNA Radio in Albany. I am Paul Harris. This show is called America Weekend, and the Chris Christie bridge fiasco does have legs, it turns out. Maybe the political ones are yet to be seen, but there are legal legs, because there have been a couple of lawsuits that have been filed against the governor and his staff, and of course there have been subpoenas that have been issued by various committees of the New Jersey legislature, and the U.S. attorney is looking into things as well. Well, what about those lawsuits? Can people who got stuck on the George Washington Bridge sue the governor or his staff for closing it down, closing down those lanes from Fort Lee, New Jersey, onto the bridge? John Culhane is a professor of law and a director of the Health Law Institute at Widener University School of Law, and joins me now to talk about this. John, welcome to America Weekend.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
You wrote a piece about this for Slate in which you said there are a few opportunities here where a lawsuit like this could succeed.
That's right. So I talked about three different kinds of suits, and I think, you know, two of them are more dramatic, but one of them is likelier. So the more dramatic ones would be, you know, there was this case where the emergency medical technicians couldn't get to an older woman who was dying, and I could see if there were cases where somebody could say that a, you know, health outcome became worse because the EMTs couldn't get to them in time, you'd have a claim for that. That seems unlikely to happen, or at least I should say no such cases have surfaced, and you would think, you know, that would be a case that would pop up right away.
Yeah.
The second case is people that suffered emotional, you know, distress or harm from being stuck in the traffic. I don't think those cases are too likely to succeed, even though the lawsuit that was filed last week claims emotional distress. One woman said that she had a panic attack because she was stuck. You know, basically, you were in a position where you were just stuck in miles of traffic and you couldn't see anything moving. And for some people, if you've got claustrophobia or prone to panic attacks, you could suffer from that. Those are unlikely to be too successful, I think, just because courts really require that there be severe emotional distress before recovery is going to be allowed. And for something like being stuck in traffic for an hour or two, I think you might have difficulty. But the third kind of lawsuit is the one I wrote the most about for the Slate piece, and this is what I think is, you know, most fascinating about this. So you can imagine that people would have all kinds of economic losses by sitting in traffic for a couple of hours. So you've got a job in New York, and you can't get to it for a few hours, and you're paid by the hour, right? So you lose wages. Or there's a delivery that can't be made, or the product spoils or something along those lines. And you might think, well, you know, those don't sound like much, but there are hundreds of thousands, I think 300,000 cars that cross the George Washington Bridge each day. And when you multiply sort of these smaller claims by hundreds of thousands or millions, you could imagine a pretty substantial class action lawsuit in a case like this. And I was writing about that. You know, part of it was when I was in law school, I lived on the Jersey side and attended law school in New York, and I'm very familiar with the George Washington Bridge and sort of the traffic, even on a good day. So I think that kind of made me think about, you know, sort of had I missed law school classes for, you know, a week because I couldn't get, you know, across the bridge, how could that have affected me? And that's what got me thinking about these economic loss cases.
Now, what would be the difference between this and a scenario in which there were a snowstorm and it took you hours to get someplace and you lost it? Or if the bridge lanes were legitimately closed because there were construction going on?
Right. So what you're looking for in a civil action, right, a tort claim, is somebody who did something wrong. So lots of stuff happens to us in life, right? You're late for something, right? There's a snowstorm, or, you know, in this case, if they really had been doing a traffic study, right? If that really had been the case, then that's just the kind of thing we all have to put up with in life, right? And you wouldn't really have anybody to sue in a case like that. And even in a case where someone's negligence causes you to have some kind of economic loss, it really is pure economic loss, like I couldn't get to work or I couldn't make a delivery, usually the courts will say, we don't want to allow recovery for economic loss because, you know, if a restaurant has to close because, you know, a contractor lets a building collapse and foot traffic has to be, you know, rerouted around the restaurant, sure, they lose business, but the employees lose business, people who deliver to that restaurant lose business. So the court doesn't really like these economic loss claims. But, and this is a big but in this case, this is not a negligence case, right? So potentially this is a case where you had bad actions, malicious bad actions by state officials. And in a case like this, I think a court would be very tempted to say that the parties responsible should pay the people who they injured.
Is there any kind of immunity for public officials in cases like this?
There is, although the immunity requires that the officials be acting in good faith. And I think, as I wrote in the Slate piece, this doesn't seem like good faith at all. In fact, it seems quite the opposite. Closing things to get back at a political rival is bad faith, if you you know, if you use any normal definition of the term, right?
Of course, so, yeah.
So I don't think the immunity is really going to protect the officials in this case. And I don't know. I don't know how many of these claims will be brought. There's a possibility of a class action, of a lawyer gathering up lots of potential plaintiffs or inviting them to come forward. But I could see a major payout, and it could be against the officials. They could find themselves with real sort of personal liability problems in a case like this.
Which officials? Could it go all the way to Christie? There's no smoking gun right now linking him.
Yes. The answer is that it depends on what he knew and when he knew it, I would say. So if you could show, remember, he has immunity as well. So if you could show that he knew about this all along, then I think, yes, you could have personal liability against him. If not, if it turns out that it was just the sort of culture where things like this were done, whether or not he, you know, created that culture, I don't think would be sufficient to get around the immunity.
So people like Bridget Kelly and David Wildstein and some of the others
those are the people we're talking about.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So how much money do you think we're talking here?
It's very hard to say. It just depends on how many people, you know, lost money. 300,000, right, crossing the bridge each day. So half of them are going in one direction. You figure maybe a third of those people are going into work, but not all of them lose money, right, because some of them are not paid by the hour. Then you've got deliveries. But it could amount to, you know, millions of dollars in any event. And that could be a real problem for, I think it was 4 or 5 days closure, right? So that could amount to real money and could bankrupt people on a personal level if they were state officials. The state itself, it's a little trickier whether you can find the state liable. Usually, if people are acting that maliciously, you can't drag the state into it. But there's also this idea that if there's negligent supervision of state employees, which this certainly could look like, right, then the state can be liable. So you could have lots of different scenarios playing out in this case, and I think it'll be interesting to see how this develops in the next, you know, X period of time,
all right, that's
a year or so.
That's a great legal analysis, but I have to ask you a personal question here,
yeah,
or a personal viewpoint on this.
Okay.
You're a law professor.
I am.
You teach people how to become lawyers.
I do.
They go out into the world, and if you found out that one of your former students was filing a lawsuit like this, would you think to yourself, oh, good for you, this is a great thing to do? Or would you think, oh, bad for the image, you make us look like ambulance chasers?
Well, you know, I think that's always a great question that comes up, not only in cases like this that are, you know, high visibility, but really in any case, because I should say any personal injury case. I mean, I think, you know, what you want your students to do is to reflect well on your school and show the judgment of a good professional. And if there are people who suffered injuries that the law recognizes, and they came to one of my former students as a potential client, I would want them to look at the law I know this is kind of a weaselly answer, but sort of look at the law, look at the facts, and then decide whether or not they think they've got a reasonable chance of success. And, you know, I can imagine cases where, you know, somebody lost a good chunk of change from a delivery that wasn't made. There was some kind of a deadline, and it couldn't be met.
Sure.
You know, and I can see why, you know, this is a good case for litigation.
And so as a law professor, you would probably look at this and think, okay, you know what, at least do a good job and show the world that I was a good professor.
Well, exactly.
John, I appreciate your time today. John Culhane is a professor of law and director of the Health Law Institute at Widener University School of Law. Thanks for being here.
America Weekend.